You're listening to SBS News.
For drought-stricken farmers in New South Wales, there's no better feeling than waking up to a mud-soaked paddock.
So all this mud you haven't seen in a few weeks?
No, it's nice to slosh around in it, isn't it?
Dairy farmer John Fairley says the downpour isn't nearly enough to break the drought, but it's a start.
We end up getting 21 mil in the whole event, which, you know, we need about 221 mil to really get the ground soaked again. But I'm still grateful that we've got it, and you can see we're all standing in mud, so it's good.
John Fairley, who runs Country Valley Farm in Picton, an hour south of Sydney, had been hoping the rainfall would keep going. It did in the city, but not in Picton.
So it just moved north, and as usual, the city gets it and we miss out, so.
The Bureau of Meteorology's senior forecaster, Gabrielle Woodhouse, says it's been hit and miss across the state, with some areas receiving record rainfalls while others were left dry.
Yeah, so last night what we saw was a trough move through central parts of the coast, and with that we saw some rather intense rainfall.
Broken Hill in the state's far northwest recorded 34 millimetres of rain, more in 24 hours than it's had all year. Sydney has received about twice that. In the centre of the state, Dubbo, which has had its driest year on record, was drenched with 45 millimetres, but nearby Mudgee only got 3. Further north, Armidale has had virtually no rain. The concern now for farmers like Mr. Fairley is what's coming next.
Just starting to worry about the water situation for summer, and they're talking about a long, hot summer.
The rain has stopped for now, but what happens in the coming days and weeks will be crucial. Policy Director at the New South Wales Farmers Association, Cathy Rankin, says another downpour, known as a follow-up, could be a game changer.
If we're looking for some planting of crops and growing of greenery for the animals to pick on, we actually need the similar sort of rain both next week and the week after as a minimum.
The Weather Bureau predicts the rest of the month will be relatively dry. With little relief on the horizon, farmers want the pressure eased through other measures. For John Fairley, that includes permanent changes to milk pricing structures to cover the rising cost of farm operations.
It's very frustrating at the moment because it's been really good what the public have done with the drought appeals and all that sort of stuff. But all of a sudden, in the last couple of weeks, we've just hit a wall where nothing seems to be changing about getting a price rise on the milk. That's going to help us get through, and it's also going to help me pay my farmers an extra 8 cents a litre to try and help them get through as well.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.